You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Trump administration's push to reduce government spending has led to the termination of 10 employees at the Milwaukee VA. Among those fired were at least three veterans. The firings at Zablocki are part of a larger nationwide reduction of 1,400 VA employees in what are called non-mission-critical positions. Over 300 people living under the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee have signed a letter urging Mayor Cavalier Johnson to meet with them and consider their proposed candidates. They've got their own suggestions for who should serve on the board. The residents say they're frustrated with ongoing issues in their housing complexes and the recent misuse of $2.8 million in federal funds. The grandparent scam is making a comeback. Ozaukee County officials say they've gotten a couple of reports this week about the ruse where scammers impersonate grandchildren to extort money. The scam typically involves a caller claiming to be a grandchild in legal trouble, requesting money to avoid arrest. Experts say it's helpful to have a code word for those situations and that people should report the calls when they get them. Two dairy organizations are suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and the Venture Dairy Cooperative are challenging the AG's decision to outsource Department of Justice environmental litigation work. Kim Bremer is the executive director of Venture Dairy Co-op. She said Call has taken money from New York University State Energy and Environmental Impact Center and has used that money to hire a special assistant attorney general who's in charge of environmental litigation. In a statement from his office, Call said, with the harm pollution causes many Wisconsin communities, better resourcing of enforcement for state environmental laws shouldn't be controversial.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO's new show, The Pit, appears to be a big hit. Even Stephen King took to social media to profess his passion for the show. Michael Crichton's widow, Sherry, is suing the show, saying it is a ripoff of the Crichton-created ER, a highly rated show from the 1990s starring George Clooney and Noah Wiley. Wiley is also one of the stars of Pit, and ER executive producer John Wells is a creative force behind the show. They've both been named in the lawsuit. If you're sitting around wondering when the Wayans brothers will grace the silver screen together again, I feel sad for you. Marlon and Sean Wayans have announced that the two will star in White Chicks 2. Most of you probably remember the first White Chicks as a movie you wanted to avoid at all costs. Critics thought so too, as the film polled only a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. But there were people who couldn't get to the theater and empty their pockets fast enough. Enough people did because White Chicks had a successful run as it pulled in over $100 million. 21 years later, an unholy sequel is about to be born. Fans of Justin Bieber have taken to social media to voice their concern for the singer. Bieber's recent public appearances have shown him looking disheveled, gaunt, and exhausted, prompting rumors that the pop star is using drugs again. Bieber says he is overtired because he actively parents his newborn son and has been holding late-night recording sessions. Reps for Bieber have adamantly denied that the pop star is using hard drugs again. More to come, I'm sure. Evel Knievel was one of the most popular motorcycle stuntmen in the world, and at times was even successful. According to Puberty.com, Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play Knievel in a new biopic. Legend has it that over the course of his career, Knievel broke 433 of the 205 bones in his body. In 1971, Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 19 cars, a record that stood until it was finally broken in 1998 by none other than... no idea. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42 on Friday. Partly cloudy, but breezy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.